Background music in the movies is supposed to affect your mood, heighten the suspense, make you feel romantic, give you the creeps, or underline how silly or cute someone is behaving. But you're not exactly supposed to listen to it. It's not there to call attention to itself. Maybe that's why when a serious composer produces an inflated, soupy, melodramatic score derivative of Rachmaninoff or Tchaikovsky or Bartok or Ligeti, we can dismiss it as movie music. But there's no question that some extremely talented composers have done some impressive work for film. Alex North, Dmitri Tiomkin, Max Steiner, more recently John Williams and Ennio Morricone, and the composer of music for many of Alfred Hitchcock's American films, Bernard Herrmann. Herrmann, unlike many of his contemporary movie composers, was not born in Europe, but in New York City in 1911. He died in 1975. He attended NYU and Juilliard, and besides his movie scores, his best-known composition is his opera, Wuthering Heights. He also wrote ballets and a cantata called Moby Dick. His first Hitchcock film was the minor comedy The Trouble with Harry in 1956, and Herrmann's charming New England atmosphere might very well be the best thing about that movie. He went on to do The Man Who Knew Too Much, The Wrong Man, Vertigo, one of the great scores, North by Northwest, Psycho, and Marnie. Herrmann also wrote the music for such remarkably diverse films as Citizen Kane and The Magnificent Ambersons, Jane Eyre, The Snows of Kilimanjaro, King of the Khyber Rifles, and Truffaut's Fahrenheit 451. In 1941, he won his only Oscar for The Devil and Daniel Webster. On a recent album of Alfred Hitchcock's film music, we hear the suites from Psycho and North by Northwest. Herrmann himself conducts the suite from Psycho, and the minute you hear the exciting opening notes, you not only remember the film, you remember hearing the music, too. A good score can linger in your mind, even if you're not fully conscious of it. And the music also stands on its own. I want to hear the recording over and over again, without necessarily wanting to see the movie. I love those driving rhythms, rhythms of escape. I guess I can't quite forget the story, the way they alternate with that sweeping melody in the strings. In North by Northwest, I was surprised at the flamenco rhythms, the castanets and tambourines. I certainly don't remember this dazzling Spanish orchestration from the movie. Is it the whirling dance of international intrigue? Thank you. Herman's most distinctive writing is for strings, which can be extremely compact and intense, yet forward-moving at the same time. I hear the influences of Ravel, Stravinsky, and Bartok, and even Mahler. But I also very much hear Herman's own sensibility, his delicacy and taste. Both his love themes and his suspense music are refined, subtly melodic, never drippy or melodramatic. And the suites are beautifully put together. The repeated themes are like an obsessive rondo, maybe even more powerful alone than when they are reflecting the obsessions of particular characters in certain movies.